we want? When do we want it?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, Simple J, good morning. The dash cam video from the Sandra Bland arrest on July 10th was released on yesterday, and it is quite disturbing. My guest right now is Judith Tewelde, a former Dallas County prosecutor who is now a defense attorney there. I will get to her in a second, but I want to go through this. Brian, Trooper Insignia, had just given a ticket to a student, and all of a sudden, in the video, you will see Sandra Bland's car coming out of a parking lot. The trooper makes a U-turn, speeds up, and he pulls right behind her. She and then pulls her over.
Hello, ma'am. With the text I was told, the reason for your stop is you didn't fail. You failed to signal your lane change. You got your driver's license insurance with you? What's wrong?
Now, she pulls over to the side because he was coming right behind her as they were going through a green light, and you heard him ask her, hey, what's wrong? This happened.
You okay?
I'm waiting on you. This is your job. I'm waiting on you. What do you want me to do?
Oh, you seem very irritated.
I am. I really am, because I feel like it's tough with what I'm getting the ticket for. I was getting out of your way. You were speeding up, tailing me. So I move over, and you stop me. So, yeah, I am a little irritated, but that doesn't stop you from giving me a ticket. So.
Thank you, sir.
Are you done?
You asked me what was wrong, and I told you.
Okay.
So now I'm done, yeah.
Okay.
Are you done? You can hear the irritation in his voice. Then all of a sudden, this happens.
Do you mind putting out your cigarette, please? If you don't mind.
I'm in my car. Why do I have to put out my cigarette?
Well, you can step on out now.
I don't have to step out of my car.
Step out of the car. Step out of the car.
No, you don't have the right.
Step out of the car.
You do not have the right to do that.
I do have the right. Now step out or I will remove you.
I refuse to talk to you other than to identify myself.
Step out or I will remove you.
I am getting removed for a failure.
Step out or I will remove you. I'm giving you a lawful order. Get out of the car now or I'm going to remove you.
And I'm calling my lawyer.
I'm going to yank you out of here.
Okay, you're going to yank me out of my car?
Get out.
Okay. All right.
25.
Let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Get out of the car.
Don't touch me. I'm not under arrest. You don't have the right to say.
You are under arrest.
I'm under arrest for what?
25.
For what?
7 County FM 1098. Just
for
290. Send me another unit.
This was the first point, the first time that he said that she was under arrest, and it all stemmed from the fact that he wanted her to put out a cigarette. He then pulls a taser out on her.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car now.
Why am I being apprehended? You're trying to give me a ticket for your failure?
I said get out of the car.
Why am I being apprehended?
You just opened my car door. I'm giving you a lawful order. I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're threatening to drag me out of my own car?
Get out of the car.
And then you
I will light you up. Get out.
Wow.
Now.
Wow.
Get out of the car.
Really, for a failure to signal. You're doing all of this for
get over there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, let's take this to court. Let's do
go ahead.
For a failure to signal. Yep, for a failure to signal.
Get off the phone.
On my school.
Get off the phone.
I'm not on the phone. I have a right
put
to record.
Put your phone
this
down.
My property. This
put your
my
phone
property.
Down.
Sir?
Put your phone down. Right now. Put your phone down.
Tom Sybil and Jay, this thing further escalated between the two. That's when they went to the side of the road. You could not see her now in the video. She's coming in and out, and then it went back and forth.
You were getting a warning. Until now, you're going to jail.
No, I'm getting for what?
You can come
for
read.
What?
Come read right.
I'm getting a warning for what?
Stay right here.
For what? Well, you
stay
just
right
pointed
here.
Me over there.
I said stay right
get
here.
Get your mind right. Let me. Oh, I swear on my life, y'all some cop for a. You
I got her control.
She's in
handcuffs.
What a
816.
What a
you
about to break my wrist.
Stop moving.
I'm standing still. You
stay
keep
right
moving
here.
Me.
Stay right there.
Don't touch me.
Then it continued. At one point, she even said, look, you're hurting me. I have epilepsy. Somebody else was on the scene was shooting. This is what the trooper said to that person.
You need to leave. You need to leave. You need to leave.
Then all of a sudden, it continued. Another officer came on the scene, and then this happened.
All of this for a traffic signal. Thank you for recording. Thank you for a traffic signal. Slam me into the ground and everything.
know.
Everything. I hope y'all feel
this
good.
Officer saw everything.
And I'm so glad to put that. You just got on the scene. So whatever.
No,
you wasn't.
Happened.
You were pulling up. No, you didn't.
No, ma'am.
You didn't see everything
you know
leading
what?
Up to.
I'm not talking to you.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
That officer who came on the scene, we don't have her name. She's a black female. I want to go to Yodite right now. Yodite, first off, when the officer told Sandra Bland to put out her cigarette, did she have to do that?
Absolutely not.
Texas law.
And good morning.
Texas law. So Texas law says she can smoke a cigarette in her car just because the trooper said put it out. She doesn't have to.
Absolutely not. Everything from after the fact. Of him requesting her to get out of that vehicle was completely inappropriate. From asking her to get out of the vehicle, to physically forcing her out, to pointing a taser at her, to handcuffing her, all of that was inappropriate.
Is that now, in Texas only, or is this a nationwide situation?
Well, it isn't in the law per se, but you need probable cause to arrest somebody. So that's a reason to believe that someone has committed a crime. Smoking a cigarette is not committing a crime.
Now,
having an attitude is not committing a crime.
Now, in the video, in the video, which and we have the audio here, when he says, get out of the car, and she says, what are you doing? Am I under arrest? He says, yes, you're under arrest. At that point, had she done anything that necessitated actually being put under arrest?
Absolutely. Like I said, he needed probable cause to warrant an arrest. That means someone has committed a crime. A traffic offense does not apply.
And not liking her attitude was not her attitude.
And Yodite, he says, I was going to give you a warning. Apparently, he had handed her the slip, and she was signing the slip. She says in the video, I was holding the cigarette while I was trying to sign the slip. And then she calls him by his name. Now, when he asked her to go to the side, and she had her phone, she was videotaping. Mm-hmm. Are we allowed to videotape that incident, even though we're the ones who are being pulled aside?
You absolutely have the First Amendment right to film an officer during a traffic stop. It probably isn't a good idea to shove it in the officer's face or interfere with his investigative duties, but you absolutely have a right to record his actions, most definitely.
Now, at that particular point, then he pulls her aside. He's telling her to turn around, and he's saying you're under arrest. At no point does he even say why she was under arrest. Go ahead.
It's actually really interesting because according to the report, the trooper's report, Bland was arrested for assaulting a public servant because she allegedly kicked the trooper. However, in the video, it showed Bland being cuffed and placed under arrest before any alleged kicking occurred.
In fact, the video shows that he said she was under arrest after refusing to put the cigarette out.
He actually said she was under arrest for resisting arrest, which to me is sort of confusing because how can I resist arrest that was illegal in the first place? What was I being arrested for?
Or how can you resist arrest when you haven't even been arrested?
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, when the bystander who came on the scene, they were videotaping. Is a bystander allowed to videotape from a distance something happening with a police officer?
Absolutely. As long as you're not interfering with the officer's duties, you most certainly have the right to record.
Now, later in the video, he's talking to another officer, and he's saying, I tried to de-escalate the situation, I just couldn't do it. From your interpretation, seeing that video, did you see him trying to de-escalate a situation?
Absolutely not, and I think the Texas Department of Public Safety had it right when they said that this trooper violated traffic stop procedures and their courtesy policy, because he acted anything but courteous, to say the least.
Bottom line is, had he not pulled up behind her, has gone through that light, and had he not pulled her behind her, she's not arrested, she's not in jail, and she's not dead.
We wouldn't be having this conversation, absolutely.
My question is, where was he at the time of death? Where was the officer when they said that she hung herself in her cell?
Don't know. Now, remember,
was he on duty? Was he at the jail?
Well, no, here's the difference. Now, Brian Encina is a Texas state trooper with the Department of Public Safety.
She was then
placed into the Waller County Jail. That's under the Waller County Sheriff's Department.
Okay. Still, my question is, where was he?
Don't know. So don't know. I mean, first, that's two separate law enforcement agencies. We don't know that. The videotape was released of the jail, and what they said was that on the intercom at 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. They had checked on her. Then a jailer was walking by the jail after 8 o'clock, saw her in the jail, motioned to go get somebody. A couple more jailers come, and then later we see this gurney showing up, coming into the jail cell. And so we don't have now, in terms of, was there anybody else in there? We don't know any of those details. But there was no camera actually inside the actual jail cell as well. I got to ask you this, Yodit. Should this officer be come back on duty?
You said, can this officer come back on duty?
Should he?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's a murder investigation now, right?
It's a murder investigation, absolutely.
The family did it.
And is the officer a person of interest?
That isn't, we don't know at this point. They're doing their investigations. They're actually going to be monitoring this video footage from the jail to make sure nothing has been tampered with, but we don't know that as of yet, no.
You're the 12 day. We surely appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
Good job, Roland.
Appreciate it.
Good job.
Oh.